Our guest at the cafe this morning is Shelley Corrales with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
And Shelley is here because Byron Taylor is where?
He is on a cruise to Cuba.
And this is although that sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm sure it is, that's kind of part of his job, and whether it's a Chamber of Commerce thing.
It is. It's a chamber cruise, actually.
The chamber organized it.
Yes.
So that sounds like a great time, and no doubt they are having a great time, and they're seeing all those classic cars there in Havana. And so Shelley is in to talk about chamber activities, and we're going to get to some of these particular events that are coming up on the calendar, but your main job is planning.
Yes, I do events. I plan all the events for the Chamber of Commerce, and I'm the Director of Finance. I have two jobs.
Director of Finance. Well, that's some serious work there, but not that planning isn't. But a lot of people, I'm sure, would think that planning events is would be an enjoyable thing. That would be a fun job. And no job is fun all the time. But is it? You find that generally to be
a
fun job?
It is fun, but I usually plan several events at one time. So, like at the moment, I'm working on 5 events. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to do a little here, a little there, and make sure you cover each one of them every day until it's over.
You have to pick a date and make sure there's no conflicts on that date.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of things go into it, like, you know, what food you're using, what entertainment you're using, what venue you're using. So,
On the day of the event, are you nervous that things go well and just worried about something not?
Of course.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Something always goes awry. So, I've had food not show up on time.
Yeah.
I've had an entertainer not show up. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and anyway. You just have to roll with it.
That's
huh?
That's correct.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's all part of the job. So Shelley's involved with that with the Greenville Chamber. All right. So there's some things happening in the Chamber in May. It seems like May is other than some ribbon cuttings, which we're going to talk about. May's a fairly quiet month.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lay back a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. And then June gets quite busy.
Yes.
So you all do a thing called business before hours. I think you do a business after hours, too.
Yes, we do.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so the next business before hours is Tuesday, June 4th. And you all do that every month.
Yes, we do.
Right?
The first Tuesday of every month, yes.
It's just kind of a get-together.
Yes, it's a networking. So
networking.
The business provides, you know, coffee, breakfast, and usually a business before hours has about 50 to 75 in attendance, and you just kind of come and go and bring your business cards and talk to everybody. So the next one that we're having is at Lime Printing and Digital. So,
and so you don't necessarily have that at a restaurant or a coffee shop or whatever. You have it at a regular business. But
yes.
I'm sure, as you say, you have breakfast. When
yes.
We're talking with Shelley Corrales, and Shelley's with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, does event planning and the finance, director of finance, should say, probably first.
That's not the fun part.
I get you. Well, it could be. And a couple of other things coming up, the quarterly membership. Is that a banquet?
It's a luncheon.
A luncheon.
Yes.
Friday, June 7th.
Yes.
And not to jump over that too quickly, but then on into July, you have your big auction, silent auction, Saturday, July 27th.
We do. Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're raising money, not only for the chamber, but also for what?
For maybe one of our nonprofits. So they have to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce, and one of our nonprofits can apply for the grant money. We have it online, and we have a committee that actually chooses one of them. And then in December, at our quarterly membership luncheon, which we call Giving Back, we give that money to one of our nonprofits.
Are we past the time where nonprofit groups can apply for that?
No, they can apply all the way up to September 1st.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And so you're actively taking applications now.
Right now.
Does that have to be specifically a Greenville nonprofit organization, or could it be?
It has to be a member of the Greenville Chamber.
Member of the Greenville Chamber. And you do have some members that
We have about 24 nonprofits that are members.
Yeah. You know, I think originally it was the Hunt County Chamber of Commerce, or it was the Greenville / Hunt County Chamber of Commerce. Now you're going way back when you say that. So it's not unusual that you'd have some members that.
Oh, we have lots of members that are in the county, not just in Greenville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the event, the big auction is called Chamberopoly, kind
it
of
is.
A Monopoly
yes.
kind of theme.
Mm-hmm.
And with Byron hanging around, it'll be a fun event. And with you, obviously, you've got a lot to do with that as well. So you all do ribbon cuttings on a regular basis. And not to go through all of these that have either happened very recently or happening very soon, but seems to me, and of course, I don't live in Greenville anymore, but Greenville seems like it's happening.
It is right happening. Now. It's growing. So
growing rapidly.
Yes, it is. It has grown a lot in the past 5 years. I've lived in Greenville my whole life, and it is getting big. Lots of shopping places, lots of restaurants. It's great.
Boy, especially out there on that Interstate 30 corridor as you go through it. That's remarkable. But downtown seems to be bouncing back nicely.
Yeah. We are needing, though, housing. So we need more houses built in Greenville, Texas.
Really?
Yes.
For current demand, or you think future demand?
For future demand. Yes.
It's coming, huh?
It is.
Everybody says that.
It is.
So some ribbon cuttings that either have happened or will be happening. The Hunt County Dialysis Center, which is close to the hospital. Brittex Bubbles, which is interesting. That's a cleaning service
that's
about to open up. Lone Oak ISD Education Foundation. And then Turtle Creek Veterinary Clinic is having their ribbon cutting. And that's a nice new facility there.
It is.
Out there on 1570, as if you're in 69, as if you're going out to L3.
Yes.
So they're having there. Well, lots going on in Greenville. Shelly, thanks for filling in for Byron.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Shelly Corrales having a cup of coffee with us this morning. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.